Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Good morning. Welcome to On The Pace. Michael Guerin joining you for the next half an hour. I hope your weekend was a great one, even if it was a touch wet in Sydney. On the harness racing front, we had action all over Australia and a horse we know very well in New South Wales, even though he's from Victoria, is former Miracle Mile winner Catch a Wave. He went to WA, to Perth, to Gloucester Park for the second richest harness race in Australasia. It's the $1.25 million Nullarbor held there on Friday night, and here's what happened.
Minstrel in 28.8, just in front, hot and treacherous. Here's Catch a Wave, three wide. Swing Banders, four deep in the straight. Minstrel, Catch a Wave on the outside. Minstrel, Catch a Wave, Catch a Wave. Katie Gaff has stormed to the front. Catch a Wave in front of Minstrel. Swing Band, Catch a Wave in front, and she's done it. Catch a Wave has won. Minstrel second, a half head away. Third on the outside, Swing Band. What a run, Leverage O. Into fourth, absolutely no luck. Jumping Jack Mack, blitz and by.
Yeah, the big fella by Captain Treacherous wins his second $1 million-plus race. Of course, he won the Miracle Mile about 13 months ago. It's been a roller coaster since then. The man in charge of the roller coaster is trainer Andy Gath. He joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Andrew, and congratulations. That's an awfully big stake and an awfully hard thing to achieve.
Thanks a lot, Michael. And yeah, we knew when we left it was a pretty tough task that we sort of set ourselves for. I think WA is probably the hardest place, hardest state in Australia to sort of come over here and compete with them, and probably with a horse that's probably not noted to sort of win over long distance. So, it was a great thrill for myself and Kate and the owners.
Talk to us about why it's so hard for a harness horse to win, because we saw Overpass win the Quokka again, and it doesn't seem to be quite as bad for the gallopers, because while it's microclimatic, the tracks are at least similar in size. But for a horse like Catch a Wave, I presume Gloucester Park is a pretty new experience.
Yeah, no, it is. As we all know, it's a pretty flat half-mile track and pretty competitive racing there. They sort of go hard the whole way, and drivers are pretty keen to sort of push you out at any time. So, he's never raced on a half-mile track before, so he was sort of up against that. And obviously just, you know, they're sort of very, very hard and fit the racehorses over here because of the tempo of the way they race. So, it's always quite difficult for harness horses to come over here and can sort of compete at the level that they're used to.
He's been a bit of a trick when it comes to longer distances. He was really good running second when driven cold in a Victoria Cup. The other day it panned out beautifully, but Kate still had to get it inch-perfect right. A horse got pushed out in front of her. She followed the right back into the race. But it's not an easy way to win at Gloucester Park, is it, looking for luck?
No, it isn't. Again, we thought from the barrier draw we had a little bit of speed inside us, and the plan was just to sort of grab hold at the start and only being one horse off the second row. We thought he might be able to slot in pretty close, but in saying that, he still only had a couple of horses behind him by the time they settled. So, yeah, it had to be a great drive from Kate for him to win the race, which it was. And it's like any big race, you need that little bit of ounce of luck and things to go your way. But, he's still wide, I think for 1,200 metres of the race. So he's still done a good job to get the job done.
What do we make of Catch a Wave? Because 13 months ago, when he won the Miracle Mile, the world looked to be at his feet. And at one stage, he was equal favourite with Leap to Fame the big four-year-old race, and we thought, big three and four-year-old race, the Eureka, and we thought these two are the big superstars. Since then, Andy, he seems to have either physically or mentally been going through these patches where sometimes he doesn't look like he's enjoying it much, or he can even be stuffed being a racehorse, and other days he looks like a big, strong, beautiful athlete, and I'm never quite sure which one to expect.
Yeah, no, he's probably been a little bit of cause of frustration, and I can understand people looking on to and understand why. You know, he's probably a little bit of a puzzling type horse or whatever. So, just the Eureka, he wasn't probably quite right. He needed sort of really good the 2 days led into that, and probably in hindsight, we were probably looking to hand up to his Leap to Fame, but he never really sort of come looking for the lead, and he was quite disappointing in that race. Then we sort of got him back home, and Yeah, a couple of those races, probably lead-up races, probably due to my fault. I probably haven't had him quite fit enough, and he's a horse that takes a fair amount of work anyway. He's been such a big, strong, powerful horse, and I'd probably try and tip that work into him when he's in a big race. And I think if you look back, you know, apart from Eureka, you know, probably the Hunter Cup, he sort of over-raced in the Hunter Cup and sort of half choked down, to my mind. But, you know, all his performance in big races, they've all been, you know, at his best. And, yeah, and hopefully, you know, he gets another opportunity this Friday night in the Fremantle Cup as well. So, but that, you know, that'll set up in class. You know, extra two horses in it, extra 500 metres or extra 400 metres, I think the race is, 2,900. So it's going to be another, you know, hard task for him again this week.
Is it a case that driven cold, that won't bother him too much? Because it's a lot more difficult to go extra 400 if you've worked early, but if you drive them cold, I suppose technically they're just going the same speed for another 400, and in an ideal situation, you pull out 400 metres later.
Yeah, obviously, it's all barrier draw dependent, I suppose. The barrier draw is done tomorrow, and yeah, there's a lot of great performances in the Nullarbor, you know, Minstrel, Lavagero, and a few other horses, so it's going to be quite a great race and quite a great spectacle. But I think for him, even though he's probably won majority of his races in front of the field, but I think obviously going forward, when he's sort of in a race that's over a little bit of distance, I don't think we can use him at the gate early, and we've just got to, you know, drive for that little bit of luck.
Is it the case that he'll be driven different ways for different races? For example, if he ends up back at Menangle, he's probably better using that gate speed. But if you're going to go around, and predominantly in Victoria, most of the major races are past 2,200 metres, is it a case that he's best driven cold for that type of racing?
Oh, I'd say so. You know, even the Hunter Cup, he had the good draw, and we sort of used him out the gate. And not only that, he's still got that little... He can still over-race at times, and he just got... You know, he just pulled far too hard in the Hunter Cup, and over that distance, and in hindsight, it might have been better if we drew poorly. But you know, when you draw barrier one, you sort of got to use your gate speed, I suppose. And you know, we got the good position behind Leap to Fame, but that didn't work out. But again, you just you can't dwell on the things that are past. You just look forward, and hopefully, you know, he's still got plenty of life in him. He's only a 5-year-old. He's been lightly raced, and you know, he showed on, you know, Friday night, he's still as good as any horse. You know, probably apart from Leap to Fame, that's sort of going around at the moment.
You must be tremendously proud of your wife, Kate, because I'll try and say this as subtly as possible and as honestly as possible, but when you're the daughter of a trainer, her father was Peter Thompson, of course, and when you're married to a trainer, there is always the suspect that you're getting drives because of who you're married to or who you're the daughter of. But Kate's won so many major races over such a long period of time, and she's won a premiership that... She's proved herself 100 times over, but there's always that feeling, Andy, like you've got to keep proving yourself when you're in that situation, whether that's fair or not.
Yeah, no, I can understand that, actually. We were sort of in a group message last night talking about Lavagero's trainers changed driver to Gary Hall Jr. And then and Kate texts back and said, "Well, if you want to stay on, don't get sacked. You just marry the trainer," jokingly. So... So we do discuss it, but I think it helps us that the fact that we spend so much time together, we can do so much form together. What other drivers, if they're just getting there, sometimes they're in every race and they're jumping on, you know, getting there 5 minutes before they jump on the horse and go out for a big race, and they don't get that opportunity to talk to the trainer or the connections or whatever, and probably go through so many different scenarios. And I think Kate's records in big races is unbelievable, and so many good drives in it. And I think the fact that, you know, we go there so well prepared, we go through every different scenario. So if it does happen and she's got that split second to make this decision, it's already gone through her head. So, I think we're in a fortunate position the way, you know, we're set up.
Where do you see Catch a Wave spending the majority of 2024 on the racetrack? Because... Andy, with this new Nullarbor and the race this week, the Fremantle Cup, and of course Queensland and then New Zealand, and there's an Inter-Dominion series coming back to New South Wales, you can't go everywhere. So where would you like to go?
Yeah, obviously, when we're getting back from Perth, you probably have a little bit of a break, and I think the next main target for him probably be the Leinster Smile. which is September, which is on Eureka night. So I think that'd be his next major target. So I'll bypass Queensland as much as I want to get out of the cold winter of Melbourne. You're going to flip to fame there, Swayze and probably Merlin and three quality horses. And, yeah, and you just got to pick and choose a little bit. But, yeah, we'll probably start off with Len Smith Mile, then we sort of roll into a Victoria Cup. And, yeah, whether we go into Minion or not, we'll just, we'll decide at the time.
Mate, it must be something to tick off the list, going to Gloucester Park and winning a major race. It actually hasn't happened with a lot of Victorian trainers in the time I've been involved, and that's 30, 35 years. I reckon I could name on one hand the Victorian horses who have won major races at Gloucester Park, in open class anyway.
Yeah, no, as I said, we knew how difficult the task was, and when I said to Kate, we're going, and she's watched a couple of Gloucester Park race. She said, I'm not going. They're too aggressive over there. And so I brought along kicking and screaming. But, it was a feather in her cap that she was able to sort of overcome probably the anxiety of driving on that track and be able to get the job done like she did.
Mate, if you've got a winner for our Sky Sport Radio listeners over the next week, we'll take anywhere. We'll take Gloucester Park. We'll take Victoria. We're not choosy.
Yeah, I'd probably fields aren't out yet, but I'm going to have a 2-year-old having its first start at Geelong on Thursday. 2-year-old called Coastal Drive. He's a lovely little horse. He's only had the one trial and finished off really good against good opposition. So, I'm not sure what the barrier draw will be. But looked at the nominations and, what I saw in the noms, I thought he'd be probably better than him.
Mate, congratulations to you, to Kate, to Pauline Matthews and the owners of this wonderful horse. You're right, he's enigmatic. That's the word you were looking for. It was in there somewhere, brother. Hey, don't worry, it happens to me all the time. But, mate, we're looking forward to seeing where this enigmatic journey takes you and him and Kate over the next 2 or 3 years.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
Okay, that's Andy Gass. So, Catch Your Wave won the Nullarbor and most of the protagonists out of that. We'll head to the Fremantle Cup that's coming up this Friday night, also out of Gloucester Park. Changing tack now, we're going to talk to Mitch Turnbull. Now, Mitch, of course, as his last name would suggest, is based out of Bathurst, but he's heading north for the Queensland winter, not just to train and drive horses, but to help out a mate. Jack Butler is one of 3 or 4 participants in the industry in Queensland who has been struck down by ill health. Mitch will tell us more. Good morning to you, Mitch.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Mate, look, I'm well. I wasn't happy last week to see this story. The main social media post, because Albion Park are raising funds for these 4 guys, was about some harness racing people and local photographer also involved in the industry who've been struck down by illness. But we're here to talk to you today about your mate, Jack Butler. It sounds like Jack had a sudden illness come on, and it is serious, and they need not only some financial help to keep the stable going, but they need an extra pair of hands, and hence you're heading to Queensland.
Yeah, that's it. Jack had a bit of bad health before Christmas there and didn't know what it was, and it took him to about March to diagnose him with pancreas cancer. So after I got through Gold Crown, I was able to come up for the weekend and visit, and whilst I was up here, Mum and Dad rang up and said, do you want to bring a team of horses up here? So I thought it'd be nice to escape the winter at home and be up here in the sunshine, and since I've been up here, I've been helping out Jack a lot and the stable and the family.
Now, is Jack a relation of yours? I saw on the social media post, and obviously it was more based on his prognosis and what's happening next, but are you and Jack related somehow?
Yeah, brother.
Okay,
yeah,
so
he's his foster brother. When he was a young fella, he become good mates with Mum's brother Nigel and used to come out the stables as a young fella, and I think one day he come and never left, so, yeah, foster brother and he had a stable right alongside Steve's farm right through when I was growing up, and so I grew up with his kids Chloe and Marty, and Tara's been a second mum to me, so when they come up here they sort of got away from us, but now I've packed up and come up and joined them. So
That's a lovely story. How's he getting on? How's Jack getting on?
Yeah, well, he took it on the chin pretty well, I would say. To be honest, like he started his first dose of chemo, and I was up a few days after it, and I thought he'd be in bed, crook or whatever. But he picked me up from the airport, and then he said, "We're going fishing when we get back home." So I was totally surprised that he was able to, you know, get up and be active. But he got diabetes from it as well, which I think is a bit of a pain for him because he's got to monitor that 24/7. But he comes out with the horses and gets yelled out a bit off par not to touch anything or do anything, but he tries to do as much as he can sort of thing. And he went to the trots on Saturday and checked in with his mates and watched the horses, so he's pretty active.
All right. Albion Park has started a GoFundMe page. I think it's been started by one of the Garrards, actually, but Albion Park are promoting it because there are three other guys who are in the industry up there who are also going through different levels of medical incidents. How much money have they raised? I know there was a couple of big donations last week. Just roughly, Mitch, because I know the number changes all the time. How much money have they raised? And who else can get involved? Or how do people get involved with this?
Well, I had a quick look this morning, and they got the goal of 200,000, and they're over 50 at the moment, which is good. And there's been, I've seen a $10,000 and a $20,000 donation, just having a quick stroll through, so a few people get behind it. But if anyone listening, I've shared it on my Facebook, and I know Jack, Tara, Chloe, and also I think you'll find that Gail Garrard and the Garrard family have all shared it too, and the Turpin family, because Karen Turpin was one of the ones that also set it up. So, or you can go to the GoFundMe page. I'm not sure what it's called, so yeah, you'll have to go to the Facebook to find it. Sorry, mate.
It's Mitch, no problem. If you go to GoFundMe and just type in the keyword harnessed, because it's based on a harness theme, there are four people involved, or any of those on my Twitter account, on many other Twitter accounts, Albion Park's Twitter account, or Facebook, as Mitch said, also on Albion Park. So there's a whole lot of industry people behind this. If you back the winner over the last week and you've got a spare bit of money, Jack's only a young guy with a young family, so it'd be great to have something to help him out, both financially, and we hope for treatment heading forward. While you're up there, Mitch, let's see if we can back a winner so we can all help Jack and the other boys out. What have you got up there that's going to be any good to us? Have you got anything you're driving, anything you're training, or anything coming up that you think will win a race in Queensland over coming days or weeks?
Well, I did bring seven up in a truckload last week, and I raced them all last week, and I'd say about five of them hit the line really good and probably had a bit of a bad draw and a bit of bad luck, so if it was up to me, I'd say probably follow me a bit, the horses, because I think once they get the right grade and race, they're ready to win. But it's a bit tricky for me to say which one to follow because I haven't really worked out the form up here 100% and that, so I'm sort of going off feel of horse at the moment. But they all went hit the line good the other night, so hopefully a win's not too far away.
Hey, Mitch, we appreciate your time, mate. Good on you for getting involved with your foster brother and... It's an amazing story. Please pass on our regards to Jack. And for anybody listening to this, of course, GoFundMe, go to the page, type in Harnessed, and you'll find it. Or a plethora of these Facebook pages. Mitch, enjoy your trip, and good on you, mate, for doing the right thing.
Yeah, and good on you too, Mick, for hearing it out on radio. The trotting community's pretty good in this way. On the track, we go at each other, but off the track, we've got to support each other. And since I've been up here, just seeing that everyone at the trots come up and ask me first how many horses I got here and how's Jack going. So it's a good community up here and I'm glad to be involved in it.
Thanks, Mitch. It's our pleasure here on Sky Sport Radio, even though it is a difficult subject to talk about. That's Mitch Turnbull out of Bathurst in Queensland. Remarkable story. Jack Butler, his foster brother, and basically he's up there helping him out. Look, if not everybody has money lying around the house. I get that. But if you did back a winner somewhere, even $5, just to show of support, it's going to help these guys out. There's four of them in the very close-knit community there who are struggling at the moment. Okay, on to something more cheerful. There may be a chance for you to back a winner. We're heading to Newcastle. Last time I spoke to this young lady on the radio, she drove two winners. So, Grace Pinella, I'm hoping I'm lucky for you. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Mick. Yeah, I hope you are my lucky charm.
Well, let's hope so. I'm not many people's lucky charm, but maybe you and I could work together on this for the Sky Sport Radio listeners. I thought you had a good book today. First race at Newcastle, first of eight, goes at 1:33, and you're driving Spiky Boy. Now, we haven't seen Spiky for a while, but I must admit, when I'm looking at my form for Newcastle, I always respect the Darren Elder horses.
Yeah, he's they've just come back from about a month's let up, so he's nice and fresh. If he's probably best suited to the pegs, so, you know, he does possess a little bit of early speed, so, you know, if we do find the pegs early and probably not lead, but if we were upright in the first half of the field, yeah, he could run a really nice race.
Another horse, a stablemate of his, is Happy As in the third on the card. And look, Happy As has probably been around Newcastle as many times as you. He's had 207 goes. So, man, he's been an old war horse. But you know what? There's a lot worse horses than him around. He's had 11 wins in 38 seconds, Grace. He must be a bit of fun to drive.
Yeah, he's definitely my favourite of Darren Stable. If you go back through his form, I've probably driven him his last 30 starts, and those 27 seconds or something similar to that, I probably run 26 of them. So he's drawn perfectly in gate one today. It really suits him to be in the top half of the field. So if we are, you know, leaders back or three fence, yeah, he'll be right there in the finish. He's just coming off a really nice trial. So, yeah, he looks like one of our better chances of the day.
You're driving a horse for the first time in a race called Jimmy Bling, even though you do a lot of Darren's driving. You haven't driven Jimmy before that I could see it on a race day. You've got the stablemate inside you in Dracana. What do you make of Jimmy versus Dracana?
I like Jimmy Bling. He's first up for a while, I think. I think last time he was racing as a 2 or 3 year old, I'm not quite too sure, but... the stablemate drawn the pole, Dracana, she's a really nice mare, and I'm not sure what our plans are with him. He usually possesses a lot of early speed, so whether or not we use that, it'll be up to Darren, but I think that's what we'll do, and he races better up in front. So, yeah, he's also a really nice horse, and he'll be nice and fresh and ready to go.
We're seeing something relatively new for you in race five, Grace Pinella, the trainer, as well as the driver of Double Lines. How many horses do you have of your own in work?
I've got four in work at the moment, which is definitely enough. They're keeping me nice and busy. I've just recently located to my own stables. So, I'm really enjoying where I'm at the moment. And Double Lines, he's been a really good aspect to the stable. He's only lowly graded and he's no superstar, but he's been very honest and he's come up with a great gate. It suits him perfectly. He does... He races better in the top half of the field and he does have a lot of gate speed to land where we want to. So if we don't have to burn too hard too early, I think he should be right there. I think today could be his day, hopefully.
Okay, nice. Race six, My Ultimate Major. Again, drawn wide outside a couple of the stable mates, but he has had two trials. What are we expecting for My Ultimate Major in race six?
With his first trial, it was a little bit ordinary, I thought. And then a fortnight ago, he trialled and he went really good. So he's coming off that. And where we get to in the run, he doesn't really have much gate speed. So we're sort of just going to have to float across and see where we land. But, you know, he's pretty tough. He doesn't have very high speed. But, you know, he, when he's outside them, he runs a really nice race. So, yeah, wish whether or not where we end up in the run is just going to determine a lot for him.
In race seven, Grace, you're driving Bean Counter, and the form looks like, but he's actually been in some really nice fields, and they've been going really quick miles in the races he's been in, 152s and 153s and stuff. I thought this looked a little bit easier.
Yeah, I agree. He's drawn perfectly, so hopefully we can find the pegs. He's a really nice horse when he's in front. So, you know, if we could hold the lead without, you know, having to do too much work, it's going to really suit him. As you said, he's been racing some harder company in some really crazy times at Newcastle, and before that we were at Tamworth for the Golden Guitar heats, and he ran a really nice third in one of the heats. So, yeah, I think he's back down into, you know, a suitable race for him, and yeah, he looks like a really competitive runner in that.
And the last on the card, you drive Love Lou. I like this horse. I think this horse is going to win a stack of races. Had a let up, hasn't raced for 4 months, ran second in a trial last, or 2 weeks ago now, and you drove the winner of that trial, Stealth Bomber, who's a pretty decent horse. I think Love Lou, I'm not sure if it wins today or not, you'll know more than I do, but I think it's a pretty nice horse.
Yeah, he is a really nice horse. Mel Elder's done a really good job with him in his early years. You know, he raced through the breeders and things like that. So we've come up with a good draw, and I'm not sure what their plans are with him, whether we go forward or back. But I think he's really well suited in this race, and I'm not going to tell you that he's my best chance today because I really don't want to put the mock on myself. But yeah, I'm really happy to get the drive off them, and yeah, hopefully he performs well.
Okay, we're not going to try and mock your drives here, but for our listeners on Monday afternoon, if they're thinking to themselves, I might turn on the TV and watch a bit of Newcastle trots, what will be a couple of horses you expect to be in the finish?
I think Cabiaz is a really good one, and probably Double Lines. I think if he doesn't knock his win off today, I think he'll be a very close second.
Happy Airs race 3, number 1, and another good draw, race 5, number 1. Before I let you go, Grace, obviously your sister is Lauren Pinella, who's now Lauren Tritton. How's she getting on in the US, her and Shane, and what's the family size update? How many kids are they up to?
Just two kids, one boy and one little girl. She's exactly like me when I was little, so God help everybody when she becomes a teenager. But they're doing really good. They're off to a phenomenal start of a new season. Their percentage, their win strike rate is just unbelievable. So, yeah, they're absolutely smashing it over there, and they don't look like coming back anytime soon.
Thanks for the update, Grace. You're on 200 career wins, and you're driving at winners every 12%, often on horses who are long odds. So you're doing a super job, and good luck with the training career too.
No worries. Thanks, Mick.
It's Grace Pinella. 200 career wins. Nice milestone. Grace is only 21, and she's driving at 12%, and she drives a lot of horses who are double figures. So she obviously has the family driving ability. She's the one to follow today out of Newcastle. Her bests of the day, race 3, number 1, and race 5, number 1, for Grace Pinella. We thank Mitch Turnbull for coming on. Also, Andy Gath for talking to us about this huge week of harness racing in WA. We race today at Newcastle. We race tomorrow at Menangle, and then tomorrow night at Wagga. So plenty going on. The next On The Pace here on Sky Sport Radio will be at 10:30 on Wednesday morning with Brittany Graham.